Hachette Audio presents Chaos, written by Iris Johansson, read by Elizabeth Rogers. Chapter 1. St. Eldon's Academy, Morocco, Africa.
Screams! Shots!
And Sasha had seen the two bloody bodies of the security guards outside in the paddock when she'd released the horses a few minutes ago. Her heart was beating hard as she ran back into the stable and down the long aisle toward the back stall. She dived into the shadowy dimness and pressed back against the wood, trying to catch her breath. The screaming! She closed her eyes as terror and bewilderment washed over her. They must be hurting those girls, or they wouldn't be screaming like that. What else could she do to help? Sasha thought frantically. She'd tried to call the police, but there was no signal. She'd even tried to reach Elisa on her satellite phone, hoping that even if a tower was down, the satellite might somehow be working. Nothing. The attack had come out of nowhere, and the school seemed to be entirely cut off. And there was no telling when those men who had killed the security guards would decide to come into the stable. Sasha crouched lower in the back stall where Thor had been quartered before she'd released him. A weapon. She should find some kind of weapon.
Sasha!
Paul Bourgeois, the school's head trainer, was ducking into the shadows of the stall beside her. His face was pale, and his voice was shaking.
I'd hoped you'd manage to get away yourself when you released the horses. It might be too late now.
I had to make sure the horses were heading toward the hills, away from all the gunfire. I'm responsible for them. But I need a weapon, Mr. Bourgeois. Do you have a weapon?
He shook his head.
And what are you going to do with a weapon? We're better off giving up as soon as they start pouring into this stable. They might let us live.
They killed the security guards. And those girls are still screaming outside, she swallowed. They're all my friends and classmates. They might be killing them, too.
He flinched.
I know.
Then why wasn't he doing something, she thought in frustration.